He wanted to ask, what kind of things? He wanted to know exactly what the Jedi was facing, because they were in this mess together, whether Obi-Wan liked it or not. But he won't tell me, Bail thought. I know it. He'll say I'm distracting him. He'll say it's none of my business. He'll say I'm not to worry, that he's a Jedi and he can handle it. Frustrated, Bail chewed at his lip. How bad is this going to get, Obi-Wan? Honestly. Honestly? Obi-Wan shrugged. Honestly, Senator, I have no idea, but I think it's safe to say things will get worse before they get better. Wonderful, he thought. Maybe this is a mistake. Maybe you should stay here with the ship and let me investigate the temple. A kind thought, but unfortunately impractical, Obi-Wan replied. Even if you reached it safely, you'd have no idea of what was in there. No way of identifying the purpose of its artifacts. If there are artifacts. No, we continue as planned. Bail nodded. All right, but you have to tell me what's going on, Obi-Wan. No shutting me out. No treating me like an idiot. And if you need help, you have to ask for it. Agreed? Small dust devils danced across the landscape, whipped up by the rising breeze. Obi-Wan watched them, his face impossible to read. At last, he sighed. Agreed, he said. He sounded profoundly unhappy. Now please, Bail, no more talking. I need to concentrate. So they kept on walking, in silence, and the Zagula morning expanded around them. Nearly 2 hours later, as they tramped steadily across the vast, uneven plateau, Obi-Wan abruptly halted, stood completely still, his expression suspended like someone trying to recall a name or some other elusive piece of information. And then, without warning, his face twisted and he dropped to his knees, began clawing at his own body, his eyes wide open in horror. Bail felt a sharp breath strangle in his throat. He knew what this was. The Sith had breached their enemy's defenses, and now Obi-Wan was once more reliving the fire beetles on Tanab. So much for him being in control, Bail thought. What do I do? What do I do? He had to stop it somehow, couldn't let the onslaught continue. Just like the last time, Obi-Wan was in danger of inflicting serious self-harm. Shrugging out of his backpack, he let it fall to the hard ground, crouched in front of the Jedi, and took hold of his upper arms. Obi-Wan, snap out of it! But instead of waking up, Obi-Wan attacked. Not with the Force this time, but with clenched fists and desperate strength. He wasn't a particularly tall man, and his build was wiry, not bulked with muscle, but he could strike hard and strike fast. The flurry of blows caught Bail in his face and his belly, split open his scabbed over lip, and punched the air from his lungs. Toppling sideways, gasping, he felt himself hit the ground in an ungainly sprawl, skewered with pain. He tasted blood, saw the brightening sky wheel uncontrollably overhead, thought, maybe that wasn't such a good idea, Organa. Vision smearing, he urged his rudely woken hurts to subside. Tried to sit up, failed, tried again, and succeeded. You fool! Shouted Obi-Wan, looming over him. What were you thinking? Don't you know I could have killed you? Bail squinted up at him. Oh, so it did work. You're welcome, by the way. Spitting a colorful Toydarian curse, Obi-Wan tugged off his own makeshift backpack and rummaged among the water bottles and meal packs. I can't heal you, he said, pulling out the starship's compact first aid kit. My control is compromised. You'll have to make do with this. Fine, Bail said, reaching for the kit, but Obi-Wan slapped his hand away. Beneath the temper, there was fear. I'll do it, the Jedi snapped. Sit still and be quiet. Fine, he said again, and let the man minister to him.